is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the Pro XPN toll-free line as we launch into another week of fun here. It's Ian with you.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
And don't forget, of course, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. You can get interactive, actually. The front page of the website, all of the news items as you scroll down the page, or they could be YouTube videos, it could be anything, actually. All of those items were put there by listeners like you, so you can actually edit the content of our website, the front page content. There aren't any other talk shows that let you do that, from what I can tell. If I'm wrong about that, please correct me. But you can go there and put whatever you want up there. Maybe it's a news article, YouTube video, blog post. You can write your own post and put that up there. And then people can vote. You get to vote as well. Vote up what you like, down if you don't like something. And ultimately we'll find out, because of your votes, what you think is interesting. Of course, the best way to let us know what you think is interesting is to call into the show toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Also Skype us at username lrn.fm. So over the weekend, there was an arrest here in New Hampshire, and it was of Amanda Billy Rock. Now, we've had Amanda on the show previously, briefly, to kind of talk about who she is to some extent, and she's an activist superstar, from what I can tell. She lives out in the Manchester area, so we don't have, or at least I don't, have a whole lot of extensive experience knowing Amanda Billy Rock. She did come out to speak on the ladies panel here at the Keenevention this year, and she seemed to very much enjoy her stay in Keene. She commented to that extent to some of us here in town. And for those that don't know, we are part of the Free State Project, which of course is a huge movement of liberty-minded people that are coming to New Hampshire, and they are getting active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Amanda Billy Rock is one of those Free State Project participants. The three of us here on the show tonight are also Free State Project participants, meaning that we've moved to New Hampshire from somewhere else. She, I think, originally from Utah, then living in California, then coming here. We are three from the South, Alabama in your case, Daryl and Mark, you and I from Florida. So she moved a long way to be more free, to live more free around other people who appreciate freedom. But as I had talked to Amanda, off the air, is that if you're an activist, you're likely going to get arrested at some point. If you put the ideas that you espouse, and she espouses very liberty-oriented, very principled ideas. She espouses the idea of, for instance, like Cop Block. For instance, copblock.org. You can go and learn more about this organization that holds the police accountable for what they do, likes to record the police, encourages others to record the police and to not cooperate to some extent, to not answer all their questions, for instance. So she's talked about doing cop blocking on her video blog. Amanda Billy Rock has a YouTube channel that is relatively popular. I mean, she's an attractive lady.
She's a YouTube star, right, as I understand them.
She's intelligent. She's attractive. You know, she's got everything it takes to be a YouTube star. And she had told me the reason she didn't move to Keene, New Hampshire, where we're living, is because she saw Derek Jay's victimless crime spree. She had been trying to choose between Manchester and Keene because Keene's got a kind of an activist stronghold, so to speak. We've got a name for our Keene has built a name, a reputation, for good or for worse, depending on your perspective. But there's definitely been a reputation for activism built here. And she told me that the reason why she didn't want to move to Keene was because she saw Derek Jay's victimless crime spree, which you can see for yourself at victimlesscrimespree.com. And I said to her in response to when she had said that, well, actually, if you're going to do activism, you really want to be in Keene, because the more activism you do, the more likely you're going to be arrested for something. They're going to come up with something to arrest you for, and it certainly sounds like they came up with a few things in her case, which we'll tell you more about in a moment. But I warned her, look, if you're going to get arrested, you want to get arrested in Keene, because here we have the Keene Spiritual Retreat, as we like to call it. It's the county jail, and it is way better to be in the Keene Spiritual Retreat than to be in the jail in the Valley Street Jail, as it's called, in Manchester. I mean, everybody to a T spent any time in either place will tell you that is the case. So that was what I was explaining to her. Look, if you're going to get arrested, be in Keene. Thankfully, she was not in Manchester when she ended up getting arrested. She was in Laconia, and from what I understand, things are a little bit better there in Laconia. So she was visiting some friends, I guess, was pulled over supposedly for kind of jumping through a red light, maybe just before it was about to turn green or something like that. You know, it was midnight. So if you've ever been on the roads in New Hampshire after midnight, especially on a snowy weekend, I don't know if it had
deserted.
I don't know if it had started snowing at this time. It was late Friday night on the weekend. But either way, you know, whether it's snowy or not, if it's past midnight and you're in New Hampshire driving around, odds are good. There's not anybody else coming the other way. I will frequently go through red lights at that time of night. I just don't. Doesn't matter to me. I'm going to drive safely. I'm looking in all the directions. As long as I'm not obscured from vision, as far as, you know, some big old building blocking me being able to see somebody speeding down the road, then I'm going to go ahead and go through the red light. So certainly she didn't do anything wrong. There was no victim in this case. She didn't put anybody in danger. She had two passengers in her car. And by the way, she had said she was going to come on Free Talk Live tonight, and that is not going to happen due to the advice of her attorney.
Oftentimes, attorneys don't like the idea of, people. Yeah, anything that you say can and will be used against you in a court of law, right?
That's true, which is really the issue that I wanted to talk about tonight. Not so much the details surrounding her arrest, because we don't know many of the details surrounding her arrest.
Yeah.
We know that there were two people in the car. At least one of them had a video device. There was a video posted at some point over the weekend. It was pulled down. I presume it was posted to her YouTube channel, but I'm not clear.
It was. The video device was her cell phone that one of the passengers was operating.
And so you had seen the video?
I had not seen the video.
Okay, some people had seen
it. But I did communicate with one of the people that was in the car and got some of the information. And that's what I posted to FreeKeen.com on Saturday morning.
You broke the news about this at FreeKeen Saturday morning, and thank you for putting that out there. But there's a couple aspects of this that we can talk about. One, was it a bad thing to break the news or cover the news? As I continued to cover the story today at FreeKeen.com, I revealed the charges in this case. The rumor on the street was that the attorney did not want the charges to be, or that the attorney did not want Amanda to even reveal what the charges were in this case. Now, the attorney is denying that that is the case, but she definitely told me that the attorney suggested that she not talk to the media about this, and that she also not reveal the video. So we don't know if there was an individual who claimed the attorney was also trying to, you know, ask her to not give out the charges. He denies that. But
if he denies it, then it's denied.
Yeah. Regardless, it was very, very difficult to ascertain what the charges were. I had to contact the police department and
it's public record.
Three times before I was able to talk to the same person, mind you, and basically get stonewalled by this rude police officer, which I posted the audio on our SoundCloud channel today, so you can hear me.
Well, you don't. It's not like they work for you, man.
Well, that was just it. I brought that point up during the calls, and at one point he places me on hold, and you were actually sitting there during this, Daryl. He places me on hold, then comes back on 3 minutes later and completely changes his demeanor. I don't know what he was doing. Maybe a demo from CopLock suggested maybe he Googled me or something like that, or
could have been
keen. Because I made it clear I was calling as a member of the media looking for public information about an arrest that your publicly paid officers made.
And one thing that he did say before he wanted to give you the information, he said, you can file a records request on our website. And I went to the website and clicked on records and then clicked submit an online request, and the link is broken.
Yes.
So you can't file an online request because their link is broken.
Yeah, we wrote something in blue on the internet. Now we don't have to do any work.
So, is it wrong? I mean, these charges include DUI. They include, it's pretty serious sounding charges: resisting arrest, drug possession, transporting an alcoholic beverage, and disobeying an officer. Five charges in whole. Now, I haven't taken the time to look and see which ones are misdemeanors, which ones aren't. We'll get back into this. But have I done something wrong by revealing this? 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA forward capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like here toll-free. 855-453, though, if you've got a comment on the issue of publicity surrounding a police stop, a police arrest, yours, for instance, I would love to hear how you feel, because that's what is on the table for discussion. But you can bring up anything. And again, our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line, if you value your online privacy, you really need Pro XPN. It is a global virtual private network, and that means that all of your online data is encrypted back and forth, so whatever leaves and comes into your computer has been encrypted thanks to Pro XPN. And what does that mean? What is the benefit of encrypting your data? Well, first of all, your internet service provider, who currently is likely logging 6 months to 5 years worth of your internet searches, of your website requests, wherever it is you go, they're logging it. They're likely logging it for, again, as long as up to 5 years. That means that they won't be able to do that anymore because they will have no idea what you're doing. They cannot monitor your encrypted data stream that you're sending to ProXPN from your computer that you're using the ProXPN app on. Now, Daryl's used this app for his laptop on using Linux.
Yes.
It's not an app for Linux, but it's an app for everything else. So Linux, there's a basic set of instructions you follow to get it set up. It's pretty simple.
Super easy.
Yep. And then Mac, Windows, iOS, Android phones, all of these computing types, there's an app that you install. It's no problem. So proxpn.com/FTL. It'll protect you from your internet service provider knowing what you're doing and where you're going. It'll also protect you from various different other types of internet snoops. Like, for instance, if you're at a public internet connection, say at the library or
that's a big,
shop,
big deal there.
You know, you're just broadcasting out over your Wi-Fi, all kinds of, you know, if you're on your bank account, you're broadcasting your bank account information. Maybe you would want to protect that too. You can do that with ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go there, download their app, get started with it. When you're ready to buy, when you're ready for the premium account, which is unlimited bandwidth and also no limits on the types of services you can run. So you can actually run torrents with ProXPN. It's completely within their terms of service. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL and get started there and use discount code FTL20 to save 20% on the lifetime of the account. That brings the price down if you buy the year package to about $5 a month. So again, code FTL20 and go to proxpn.com/FTL to get signed up. You want to save even more? Use Bitcoin and pay for the annual plan with Bitcoin and you'll save 33%. proxpn.com/FTL. Derek J. Got into this on a special edition of his Peace News Now on his YouTube channel today. The question of, is silence better than public relations, was the way he asked this question. And what brings up the case is Amanda Billyrock, who I find to be a very likable person. She's got a kind of a bubbly personality. She's fun, and she's, as I mentioned, very intellectual. She's got some really smart YouTube videos up on her channel. And so a lot of people are she's also pretty. And so a lot of people are paying attention to the Amanda Billyrock case, probably more so than the average activist getting arrested. She was arrested and charged with 5 different things over the weekend. It was fairly difficult to ascertain what those things were. She's not doing media interviews. She had told me she was going to be on the show here on Monday night. That had to be canceled, unfortunately, due to the advice of her attorney. Now, her attorney didn't prohibit her, obviously. She's making the choice to follow his advice and not do these media appearances. She had released her video of her arrest. That was then pulled from the internet on the advice of the attorney. So it sounded like her initial inclination as a journalist, I mean, I consider her an independent journalist. She did some reporting from Concord on the Bearcat situation when they were trying to get a police tank in there. So I consider her to be not just a vlogger or vlogger, but also
blogger,
a
vlogger. Yeah. Vlog.
But also a journalist. And so you know, it seemed to me that her initial intention was, let's put this out there. Let's, you know, get the buzzes out about the arrest. Let's get the video out. Let people see what happened. Let people know what her strategy was, which from what I was told, I didn't get a chance to see the video before it was pulled down. From what I was told, her strategy was to not talk to the police. And this is a generally decent strategy. Unfortunately, there's nothing that's foolproof. In this case, the police apparently arrested her anyway and probably trumped up some additional charges due to her non-cooperation. At least that's the understanding from what I was told the police allegedly said on this video. They kind of hinted that the reason they were, you know, going to the mat with this was because she wasn't speaking to them. So there's...
What I'm hearing here is that, you know, there's sort of a contention between the old way of doing things, which is that, the lawyer controls the information outflow. Mm-hmm. And the lawyer is the one responsible for winning the case. So there's, but also the lawyer is incentivized to bring the case to court. So there's this other aspect to it. It was financially incentivized. The other aspect is sometimes a ludicrous case can get so much media attention that it will be dropped because it gets media attention. That's now, true. I don't know whether this is a ludicrous case or not. I know that there's an accusation of drunk driving and transportation of alcohol. So,
for people that aren't aware, transportation of alcohol is the official name for having an open container.
Okay, in a car.
Yeah. So it is an open container. I didn't know that. I just heard transportation of alcohol. I wasn't sure exactly.
Well, open container is different than transportation of alcohol, and that open container usually means you're walking about the streets with a container that's open.
So
this could also be a passenger who, and I believe it was from the rumors I've heard, that a passenger had some sort of an open container.
That doesn't mean that she's not guilty of having an open container in her car if it's her
car. I'm just letting you know.
I understand. I know. I'm just saying that so as the attorney, and I believe I know who the attorney is. I'm reasonably certain I do. It's a liberty-oriented attorney, so I tend to think that that financial motivation is not the main mover here, and that it is, in fact, a desire to control the outflow of information so that there's the most flexibility if this case goes further than perhaps it should. Now, I don't know what happened. I don't know what the circumstances are in the case. I don't know what evidence that the police have. I think it's all very fascinating. But, it's difficult to know in any one instance. Can too much information get out and then ruin the chances of a good defense? You better believe it. Indubitably. Can a bunch of information get out and make a ludicrous case, make the cops look like a bunch of clowns that are trying to push a ludicrous case? Mm. You better believe it. So the question is, generally, which one's the best to do? And we're just Monday morning quarterbacking here. We're just speculating.
Well, that's fine, and I think we can also speculate based on experience, because as you pointed out, cases
we don't know the evidence. So
that's
we don't
right.
Have
we don't know the evidence, and nobody does except for the few people who saw this video before it was actually pulled down from the internet. Now, it's been my experience. This isn't just speculation. This is based on experience. This discussion, because I've been arrested 6 times at least. It's been my experience that when an activist is arrested, the video in the case benefits the activist. Because the video in the case, as long as the activist wasn't being an a-hole or, violent or doing something really dumb like that, if the activist was being principled and peaceful and had not harmed anyone, then I don't see how the video in the case could be particularly dangerous, because it'll be whatever the cop's word is versus the activist's word. And if people don't know what the activist's side is, a lot of people are going to side with the police. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have 2 spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you'd like. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And by the way, that toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. We got listening options. Broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show are available for you. You can get tuned in 24/7 to the latest episode of Free Talk Live, or go back and grab archives for years. They're all there free at listen.freetalklive.com. We also have radio stations, over 130 great radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices include free to air, meaning that you can listen for zero monthly cost. If you're anywhere in North and Central America with a view of the southern sky, you can get details over at listen.freetalklive.com, plus our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
The Federal Housing Administration's lowering its limit for qualifying loans more than $100,000 for an FHA loan. And this is happening in many major areas. So what that means is when they lower the qualifying limit, that means it's just that much harder to get. Fewer houses are going to be qualified. So if you're considering getting an FHA loan, you need to call Mortgage Minute Guy right now. He can make it, Roger Schlesinger or his team of experts, any one of his team of experts, can make sure that you get a ticket number, basically it's a ticket number, so that you'll have 3 more months to get your FHA loan done and completed. So essentially you'll get a 3-month extension. FHA loans are particularly desirable for a few reasons. Among them, they have very low down payments, and the loan is assumable by the buyer. So if you decide you're going to sell the house in a year in the future or something like that, the buyer can actually take over this great FHA loan. It has a point built in, which is, of course, why it has a low down payment. But rates are great right now and likely to go up in the future. As a matter of fact, the Federal Reserve meeting, I believe, tomorrow and the next day about probably exactly this. So you're going to want to get in right now. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Give them a call at 866-288-0088, 866-288-0088. this is probably the last possible moment you can get these, potentially the last possible moment you can get these great rates. 866-288-0088, mortgagevinicguy.com.
So we're talking about some of the issues surrounding the Amanda Billyrock case. She's an activist who's a relatively new mover to New Hampshire, sometime in 2013, probably springtime, I guess.
No, it was after Porkfest.
Was it? Okay, wow.
Because she made a video after Porkfest of her signing intent to move pledge online at freestateproject.org.
Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Yeah, that's right. Relatively new mover within the last 6 months or so. And she's a doer. She's a great activist, from what I can tell, a really principled lady. And she stood up for her rights and everybody else's rights this weekend when she was arrested for non-cooperating, basically, with the police after having supposedly rolled through a red light at some point or jumping the gun on the red light. And they trumped up all manner of charges against her for, of course, victimless crimes, including disobeying an officer, resisting arrest or detention, transporting an alcoholic beverage, possession of a controlled drug, and driving under the influence, none of which have any victim. And she had passengers in her car. None of them have spoken out and said, boy, Amanda sure was wasted. So I don't think she was at all. In fact, my guess is what Seth Cohn proposed, who's also another early mover for the Free State Project, that she may have refused to take a breathalyzer, right, which would result in a DUI charge.
Well, I mean, I think that a savvy police officer that is not getting spoken to can turn that quickly into a situation where the person has refused a breathalyzer. Now, that doesn't mean the person has drank a drop of anything.
Right.
It just means that a person has enacted their right to remain silent. Now, I think it's going to be an interesting case. Like, did she shake her head? Nuh-uh.
We don't know.
What does a refusal look like?
We don't know what happened
does
because
one
the video
have to
has
speak
not
to
been
refuse?
Released.
I did not see the video, but I spoke with people who saw the video, and apparently she never verbalized, I am invoking my right to remain silent.
That is supposedly, according to the Supreme Court, what one must speak in order to invoke one's right not to speak, which is obvious hogwash put together by a bunch of statists and black moo-moos. I mean, it's insanity.
Right, but, you know, seeing as how that is, you know, standard protocol, if you don't want to speak, you have to tell me that you're not speaking.
Yeah, I think that there's certainly an argument that because of the ruling that said that someone's silence can be construed as guilt unless that person says that I am remaining silent in order to invoke my Fifth Amendment right. Absolute abject mouth-breathing stupidity out of these people.
It's mind-boggling.
But I think that could be interpreted legally as a, well, now she's refused all manner of things because she remained silent.
Right.
So there's several things here that I think are worthy of discussion. We've touched on a number of them thus far. Some have suggested that if the person doesn't want the information to get out about the case, that one should be respectful and not release any information about the case. Now, I'd like to point out, Amanda has not made any such instruction whatsoever. She has chosen to withhold this evidence. She has not, you know, she pulled down the video of the arrest after her attorney suggested she pull that down. She has declined media interviews for the time being after the attorney suggested she decline media interviews. So her initial response was, let me put this out there. Then the attorney reeled that back in. And so she hasn't come out and said, hey, guys, do me a favor. Don't cover this. She didn't reach out to you personally, Daryl, and say, hey, Daryl, can you go ahead and pull down that post from Free Keen because I don't want anybody covering this.
Right.
So there's no indicator from her to that aspect. But if there were an indicator to that aspect, should the media, who's friendly to her, because I like Amanda. She seems like a cool girl. I actually invited her to blog at Free Keen, and she said she was going to take me up on that, but she hasn't gotten around to doing it yet because I'm sure she's busy. But, you know, should if she did come to us, would you pull the post?
It depends on how I was approached.
Yeah.
If she came screaming and yelling, remove this effing post right now.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
If she came very politely, Daryl, can you do me a favor and please remove the post because it's factually inaccurate?
And here's the reasons why.
Right. And before I even posted the post, after having conversed with a witness who was in the car, I had that person fact check what I put based on what they told me. And I said, is there anything factually inaccurate in this post? And the response was, absolutely not. Everything is accurate.
So, I mean, I don't think she's going to ask anything like that.
I don't think she will either.
She seems to support the idea of people doing what they feel is right as far as activism is concerned. Because another thing that she pointed out when she wrote a public Facebook update after being released from the jail was that she really appreciated immense gratitude, I believe, with the words that she used toward the people who called the jail on her behalf. Now, this has been a controversial form of activism in the past where some have critiqued this particular tactic. Some have said that it could make things worse.
It has backfired, from what we can tell, that some activists have been treated worse, not better. But we've also seen it, I think, more times be successful that activists have been treated better.
Well, anyway. And it's one of these sort of things of it's an unseen because you don't know what people are saying to the police officer answering the phone.
Sure. Yeah, that's true.
You flaming pig, let my friend out or I'm going to come down there and shoot up the station.
Yeah, so if people are being nice and saying, you know, hey, I understand that one of my friends is being held and nobody knows what the charges are. Can you give me that information? That's totally different than, you've got my friend kidnapped. Let him out right now. We're going to be there, 1,000 of us.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's another thing is you can't control what people do, so you never know. As you're saying, the unseen, you don't know who's calling and saying what and how rude some of them are being.
You little oinkers will regret messing with a bunch of voluntarists.
We're going to come back with more here in moments. Again, there's several aspects of this. We'd love to have your thoughts on anything that you want here. 855-450-FREE. And we may hear from Derek J. in moments.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No. This is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And of course, you can join us. Oops. Sorry about that. It's actually the ProXPN toll free line. I might be doing that for the rest of my life. Hopefully not. The sponsor has changed. It is now the ProXPN toll free line. We still love SACL. They're still a sponsor of the show. And anyway. ProXPN toll free line 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. In fact, we're going to go to Skype here in a moment to bring on a special guest. But first, Mark's been drinking a new brand of coffee.
That's right. It's called Buzzbox is the name of the coffee and the company that produces the coffee. And it's what I like about it is you can get premium coffee. And this is like ultra premium coffee. There's no doubt about it. You won't taste you will not taste coffee that's better. You know, I mean, you might have nuances that you prefer in some way or another, but it is fine, high-level coffee, top 1% Arabica grade. But for me, what it's about is helping people. Not just helping people, but helping people to help themselves. What the BuzzBox program does is provide loans to people who want to have a better life in third world countries growing coffee. Growing coffee in a sustainable way that provides people here with a healthier alternative to regular coffee, but also provides people there with a sustainable way to break the generational chains of poverty. So they get a loan, they work with the coffee co-op, and their lives get better. Noticeably better. And that's really what we want for everybody in the world, is to have the opportunity to work hard, make a good living, and make a better world for their kids. You can, instead of, you know, being in the cycle of drinking the same old coffee, you know, being part of the destruction of land in third world countries and then sending money over to them when you feel bad, well, why don't you just give them the opportunity to have a better life for themselves? Coffee.freetalklive.com will give you the first pound free. You got to cover the shipping. After that, you're on a subscription, and you never have to think about coffee again because they're going to provide you with the best coffee in a completely moral cup. One cup at a time, you could help us to free the world. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so I want to bring somebody who's been doing a lot of digging and discussion already today on this very topic we've been covering throughout the hour here, and I wasn't able to join him due to working, but he invited me to be a part of a discussion. Derek Jay, who is also the host of Peace News Now, is on the line with us. Derek, good evening.
Hey, everyone. How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Sounding great, as always. And you were on a special edition of Peace News Now today, as you had a panel discussion, I believe, with Damo Freeman from CopBlock.org, Garrett Ian of FreeConquer.org, two very, you know, well-known, civil disobedient, non-cooperative activists about the ideas that we've been discussing here this hour of publicity surrounding an arrest. Is it better to keep things to your chest, or is it better to release the video of an arrest, for instance, or release the arrest reports and get, for transparency's sake, get the word out? Would that help promote one's cause or one's case? And there's so many different aspects of this to cover. You had a lengthy discussion about it today. So what did you learn?
Well, there was a lot to glean from the discussion that we had, and folks can check out the entire video themselves over at Peace News Now's YouTube channel. And the thing, I'm strongly biased in favor of releasing the truth and being open about what's happening in your world. I think it's important, and the tools are available today, like the internet and video cameras are ubiquitous, cell phone cameras. We have the tools to have openness, whereas we didn't have that before. And I can understand where there's a bias of people to clam up and be silent because you feel more protected that you're going to keep the truth to yourself and then release it in the place where you get justice, right? The courthouse.
Right, because the video will come out if this goes to trial. Eventually, the video is going to come out, but it may not still come out in a way that will be easily viewable unless somebody's in the courtroom.
And it takes some of the wind out of the video, too, because...
If it's 6 months later or a year later?
It becomes far less relevant. And I'm ambivalent on this. I don't know what the right course is, but I'm trying to look at both sides of these ideas and come up with my own conclusions.
I think that there has to be a happy medium between releasing every piece of evidence that you have and then, on the other hand, not speaking a word of it and pretending that it didn't happen until you go to trial. There has to be a happy medium between those two.
Why a partial truth? I mean, why not go for the whole truth? Are you afraid of what happened? If you did anything wrong, if you're concealing truth, that just looks bad to me.
No, I'm not saying conceal the truth, but you don't, before trial, you don't admit guilt. You don't say, yeah, I ran the red light. Yes, I was drunk. I had an entire case of beer open in my car and 20 pounds of crack.
Okay, Derek, the fact is that this is moved from the realm of reality into the realm of a game, because the legal system is a game, and it's a game that they hold the cards in. You wouldn't play poker by laying your cards out in front while everybody else got to keep theirs hidden. That would be a fool's errand.
But why do you need to have cards in this case? I mean,
why do you have to play their game?
Why do you have to win?
If you didn't hurt anybody, then what's the big deal about putting out the video?
Prisons are full of people who didn't hurt somebody.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from, but it would seem to me, and maybe you can come up with a good scenario where it would benefit her. Like, I don't know, maybe in the beginning of the video, she's got a big bag of pot and says, "This is my marijuana. I'm going to put it in my pocket." I mean, what could she possibly have done on there? I suppose if there's something that's, really damning, it wouldn't hurt to clip that out. But otherwise, I mean, Daryl, you saw, or you didn't see the video, but from what you heard from others, Derek, did you happen to see it?
The video, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Would you say, I mean, that there was something in that video that was, like, absolutely damning, that she's going to get convicted of resisting arrest or detention, transporting an alcoholic beverage, possession of controlled drug, driving under the influence and disobeying an officer? Like, that there was something absolutely damning in there that, that she should have pulled it?
To speak in absolutes like that, who can say? With a cell phone video camera, it's not the clearest thing. And so for anyone who wants to make any claim, I wouldn't say it's a hard proof of anything. I don't want to speak on that, but I would say that our discussion today, at least, the video and the situation that Amanda finds herself in is a teaching moment for all of us to, one, always record, and also to tell the police you're recording. The remaining silent thing is, I don't know how I feel about that when, it might be better to just tell the police you're recording, but also just have a plan when you're out. This is a reality of 2014 America, that when you're out driving, expect to get pulled over and know what your plan is going to be. Talk with your passengers
about it. And the point of recording video is to show the video, is not to keep the video a secret, because if you don't put the video out there, as I mentioned before, then the police are just going to have their word against yours. I mean, she probably wasn't drunk. I'm guessing she got the DUI because she refused the breathalyzer. If she puts the video out where she's shown refusing the breathalyzer, then it'll make it pretty clear as to, oh, well, that's why they charged her with DUI, not because she was actually drunk or because she failed some sort of test, because she didn't take the breathalyzer.
Yeah, but that's guilt, a guilt of refusing the breathalyzer. And
but that's not the same as DUI, and the charge is DUI, so it makes it look like
change it anytime you want.
The headlines make it look like Amanda Billyrock, a DUI charge.
Change it anytime they want.
And don't forget the court of public opinion, Mark. You're talking about this poker game like the government's game is the only one that matters. When I think when people make different actions, when they just decide, look, I'm going to live openly and reveal the truth about my actions, and if you want to charge me with a crime for something that I think is innocent, well, we're going to have a conversation about that in the public square.
I'm with you, Daryl. I think that's, Derek, that's absolutely the case. But consider that Amanda Billyrock may not be playing the activist game that you're playing, that you played. She may want to play a different game, and that game may include being in the court, having superior evidence.
You have to talk about that, too.
What's that?
Then you have to talk about that, too. I think you have to make a video explaining that. If you're not going to release the video about what actually happened, you have to make a video that explains what situation you're in.
We are told her attorney has posted in one of the Free State Project groups that there will be a video from Amanda within 48 hours, I guess, giving an update on this. So that'll be a good thing.
I recommend we just wait, withhold judgment and wait.
The more communication, the better. I'm not judging Amanda on this.
No way. But it's a teaching. I think the teaching moment is to have a plan. This teaches all of us, like, this could happen. We are all, everyone in the U.S. is one misstep away from formal incarceration. So have a plan.
I am judging the attorney in this case, and the standard mode of operation for attorneys is to tell clients, zip it, kid. Don't talk to the media. Whatever you do, don't do anything that could possibly benefit you as far as fundraising, as far as getting the word out, as far as bringing people's attention to your case. No, we want to do this in secret. And I have a real problem with that. Derek, if you want to stick with the conversation, you're welcome to hang on. We've got more coming up here in moments. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. That's Derek J. from PeaceNewsNow.com. There's more on the way.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Deer Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.